Tonight we're talking Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Mama Beef Masika meets up with Fetty Wap. But screw all that, I got everyone in here because it's my birthday. Hey. Stay tuned.
Hey. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's on that? Hey.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble. I just wanna drop my
wine,
slow wine.
Roll up.
No, turn that back.
Show it back.
We ain't done with that.
Show it back. Show it back.
They ain't gonna copyright us.
Hey.
Grind. Where the lights?
Grind.
I know we don't have to make it.
Hey. Tear it up.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in the studio for the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in the studio by my favorite peoples in the world, Kiss Courtney Stewart.
What's up?
I like that.
Shar Jossel.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Stephon Wallace.
Big up, big up to my boy Safari and out of building still, you understand?
Big no.
Big
Yo,
man
Stephon
big
has, no. Stephon has wiped all of his man crush Mondays.
From Ray J to Safari. Safari, big
Safari's
up my
the new one.
Yeah, man.
But so, it's my birthday, so nah. Look, we wasn't even going to come in here, y'all.
Happy birthday, Jesse!
Honestly, turn up is real.
Honestly,
truly. We were not going to come in here.
Hold on. Did you point out the last
video
audience?
We were not playing. We thought we was off today.
Mitch, we thought we was off today.
I am off today, technically.
No, you're not, Mitch. You had a microphone.
I was at a microphone.
I was
at a microphone.
Me and Shar created a night. Well, Shar didn't. But I created a nice little email that excused us from WAGs earlier.
Baby, I wasn't coming to WAGs.
I knew you wasn't. That's why I let you respond to Trinae.
No, sorry, yes, I am not. There is no WAGs. So I'm technically off because I don't normally do the Love and Hip Hop.
Absolutely.
But because it's Jesse's birthday and he kind of coerced me into being here and now I'm here, you know, with these people who I just spent the past like 4 or 5 hours with.
Yes, we are. Boom. 4 hours
now
in Hollywood.
Check out. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we have a live studio audience.
We do tonight, y'all.
Welcome, my friends.
Hey guys, I'm Snapchatting myself right now.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Tiana.
Tiana and Anisha.
Yeah.
This was the afternoon party up in North Hollywood.
And whenever you hear me talk about my roommate that loves a singer from Love and Hip Hop, ladies and gentlemen, Eric is in the building.
Eric!
All right, Mama Beef, y'all. Let's just get into it and talk about it.
I can't stand this, so let's get it out the way.
Well, before we get into that.
I need to see our chat, though, but like in big letters.
Oh, wait, yo, we need our Snapchat.
We need
our
a Snapchat.
YouTube chat. Happy birthday, Jesse!
Jesse!
Norman! CC Freak! Adrian Kidd! Thank you!
CC Freak!
So cute. You guys aren't being messy yet.
We love you guys.
Oh, yeah, there. Look, you just need three lines
down. I need to clean my glasses.
Yeah. I'm tuning into this live chat on my cell phone so I can see it.
It's beautiful, y'all. Somebody said, hey, Tiana. CC Freaking was like, hey, Tiana.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Yes.
What up?
I'm watching Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Sky, so damn beautiful. Okay,
Sky Patterson. I did think this episode was weak. I think, like, look, Mona, if you're going to make me come in on my birthday and on a damn
holiday, we ain't even getting time and a half up in here.
Girl, can we get time?
First, I'm going to say, now, Courtney.
We're still trying to get time.
I'm going to say now, Court.
Court.
Y'all giving all the business. I just said,
girl, bitch, they don't have the business.
Gotta let them know.
All right, let's talk about it. So, Ray J,
someone said I look like NeNe.
But look, if you got this, you got bitch, you starting a GoFundMe account
according
to this week.
I would look like NeNe if I had a side part in a short wig. Okay. I'll give you that.
Shy part in a short way.
I'm still cashing Trump. Well, not Trump. That's not no fun anymore now that he's fucking up the president.
And not only that, he's still. Not only that, he still hasn't cashed a check for NeNe in how many seasons because she did that season.
Can we not talk about Trump? It's going to ruin my night.
All right, well,
I'm already sitting next to Stephon. I mean, that's already challenging enough.
What? Shots fired.
What go on,
Mogwan? What happened?
All right, let's talk about it. So,
my glasses are dirty as hell.
Ray J is upset. He's
Why'd
a little.
Why'd you take them off?
Because I can't see the chat because they're so dirty and I don't have my little.
Oh, y'all, we ain't going to talk about nothing from
this. Okay, let's go. Okay,
happy birthday, business. Oh, he made it bigger. Okay. Shar is the right rich bitch. Okay.
Shar's rich bitch.
Not the way she was paying for my food, y'all.
Shut it up.
All right, so we're talking about the episode.
All right, so Brandy shows up to the strip club, y'all, because Max was there cashing out.
Hey, he's letting off a little steam. Nobody's mad at him, you know.
Really? Brandy was. Brandy seemed a little
it's
upset.
Been two
of course
nights.
She mad. It's been 2 nights. Well, she spent $27,000 that he trusted her to give to her son.
But why
their
you out
son.
All night? Like, you can't come home. No, like, you can't come home.
I want to came home.
And is the better home. Is the you know to show her like wow you done spent $27,000 of our child's 100. Money. I'm gonna show
thousand.
I'm gonna.
It was $2,700. It was
$27,000.
No, it was $27,000.
Shar, would you be not $2,700? That ain't nothing to not come home over. $27,000? Yeah, don't come home over that.
I'd be mad over $2,700. Yeah. Like, what the fuck you mean?
Make sure that's why I got offended.
Yeah. You didn't put in a.
But you're still gonna come back home. $27,000.
She opened a business with $2,700.
I am not team Brandy. I thought what she did was wrong, but hell no. If you ain't coming home, we still have a problem.
No. He has a right to not come home.
No,
Stefan.
No. You are married, Stefan. This ain't your hoe. Like, you are married and you have a child. What do you mean you got a right not to come home?
The man felt like he had a Bonnie and Clyde situation with his wife going on. She betrayed the trust. She betrayed their seed.
She betrayed.
Yes.
Bitch, how are you gonna show? What kind of a damn lesson is this? You talking about you gonna spend $27,000? So then I'm gonna go out to the strip club and spend more of that money?
Listen, he brings all the money home. Does she bring any money home?
How do we know that?
Bitch, she's trying to. With her
he star. Says it every week. He says it every week. You know I bring money. Have I ever told you no? You know why he said?
So he
bring
money
told
home
no?
every week. This
because
the first
she
week
has
he's trying to
ask
save money. This
if she
week.
Can spend money.
This the first week he trying to save money?
No, he trusted
he
her to give the money to
week.
The boy.
Where the money going?
Put the money
no,
in the
he
son's
didn't
name.
Nobody. He said in the episode prior to that, he said that he purposely gave Brandy the money because he knew that Brandy was more the frugal one in the relationship. And
absolutely.
That she would put the money away.
Absolutely.
And they put a specific title on that money. If you're in a marriage and you say, this is the money for the light bill, boo.
Stefan,
she damn well better
put
the motherfucking light bill.
You gonna stay single, Stefan?
Stefan is the furthest thing from single.
You are married. No, you can be mad as hell. You can cuss me out. You can sleep on the couch. You can sleep downstairs in the basement. You come home at night. You ain't staying. Where you staying? You at the strip club 24/7? Because I'm pretty sure it ain't.
Listen,
until
she, being out first of all, she talking about she telling him good lies. They got issues in the relationship. That's
absolutely.
Why he's going to take some time
you,
off.
That, what? Take some time.
A good
why
lie.
Are you not coming home? Where
because
are
you've been
you?
Lying to me
where
for weeks.
Where are you?
Boy.
Where are you?
She's been lying to him for weeks. Y'all acting where? Like this is cool.
And he was lying last season when he was with the fucking white bitch.
Where are you? You are not coming home.
Girl.
Where are you?
He could get a hotel. He could do whatever he feel like doing.
Boy, bye.
Just saying, a lap dance at the strip club is only like $20.
Right. Girl, you just found that out last week.
I did just find that out last week, so like at least it's not $27,000, you know?
Your wife's
so if you spend an extra 20 at the strip club, it's cool. Like,
Brandy,
stay there.
Brandy messed up all the way, but you, I'm going to need you 2 days in a row. How are you not coming home?
Mm. That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Marriage or not.
Okay, you
even if you're my boyfriend,
whatever, but
you
what?
Not coming home is totally unacceptable.
He needed
some
time to think.
And I
listen,
know a couple like that,
so y'all
too.
Are saying it's acceptable that she's lied for weeks.
Absolutely not.
So no then she needs to get out the house for 2 days.
You married. You get in the same house. That means you sleeping on the couch downstairs, upstairs, wherever you going. But guess where
why
you
is he sleeping on the couch? He didn't mess up.
Guess where you well, not going to
ask him to sleep on the couch. Shit, you got a guest room.
You ain't going to be sleeping at no strip club.
He just
not
needed some time
watch.
To blow
not
some
being
steam.
My man.
Surely not.
Not having my
he needed
man.
Some time
surely
to blow
not.
Some steam.
It's Stefan, surely come not. On now. Don't be so obtuse. You know that goes far beyond blowing off steam.
Don't
you don't
be
have to.
Obtuse.
You're, I'm serious.
As in a wide
if
angle.
If I'm keeping
version
it 100.
Like
if I'm keeping it 100.
So, Stefan, you would stay out all night.
If I'm keeping it 100, he added the extra 2 nights. Because now he has an excuse
bitch,
to hang.
This ain't kayak.
You, would you stay out all night?
No, that's not what I would do.
Two extra nights to your fucking stay, okay. Bitch. Bye.
He
right,
had an
this
excuse
isn't
now.
Expedia.
Not right, bye.
This
I
isn't all the rest of them.
Kayak at hotels.com. I can't.
This isn't Priceline Negotiator.
Bye.
You're not doing all of that.
He utilized the window that was open.
Speaking of Priceline.com, Masika's out here talking about Fetty Wap.
AKA Willie. There's two Willies on the show.
Willie.
Two W's.
We don't need to hear that name here on the show. So Masika is claiming she's the clapback queen.
Oh, Lord.
Masika terrifies me.
Hey, Masika got jumpsuits. Why? I'm trying to be on that.
I don't know. She just
girl. Seems, if that jumpsuit is what you're looking at, bitch, looking like damn fucking.
No,
Missy
are you gonna get Tierra Marie's tuxedo? Yeah,
no, but I'm pretty sure I found a chick who makes was wearing a Masika jumpsuit, and Masika jumpsuits are cute.
Yep.
Girl, Masika, you wash them. You throw them in the wash one time.
I'm pretty sure
Adidas is gonna sue Masika.
That's why they were thick, like whatever. She Masika, did have on I don't Adidas know for jumpsuit. Sure, but if it's you that's making them
tell your story.
At MissKalisha@gmail.com. I met a lady outside a restaurant. I was having brunch on Friday. She was
at 9 a.m.
It was. You gotta put me out there.
Bottomless mimosas.
That ain't brunch.
Look, bottomless mimosas. So poor decision making.
Anyway,
Gordon was having nigga at 9 a.m. in the morning.
A
breakfast.
Very beautiful brown skinned woman wearing an absolutely adorable jumpsuit that I was like, oh my god, I need to know where she got that from. I found her outside the restaurant when I was leaving. She was like, oh, let me hook you up. I know my girl does it, blah, 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 but she kind of famous. Racist, let me not give you your phone number. So she called her friend. Her friend was like, oh, yeah, she could totally, like, you know, PayPal me her money.
Masika's
or whatever,
a little mush mouth. That's
she
my only critique.
I'm first getting all, her talking jumpsuit. PayPal. About to order. She told me to PayPal the money to the thing.
Nope.
I thought it was kind of weird.
Sounds like a scam.
I agree. I thought it was a scam.
Honestly, truly.
Joanne, 100%.
I thought it was a scam. I was like, that's weird as hell. I was like, she ain't even got an Instagram. She working on her website.
Nope.
That sound crazy.
Nope. That's what I'm getting scammers.
But she gave me the email. And then I started like, who is Kalisha? I started Googling. I was like, oh, Masika Kalisha, I bet.
Your
jumpsuit look very much like something like Love & Hip Hop or Masika.
No, but how your friend don't know how to say your name correctly?
No, she didn't say
she
that.
Gave,
she
like,
said, I can't tell you who she is because she's kind of famous. I don't care. And she was like, I don't care, but my girl, like, let me call her first.
Masika
and she
has the
friend.
Mush mouth. She needs to put, you know that thing where they take in, when you go to the dentist?
Yeah.
And it sucks up your spit.
Hey.
She needs one of those.
That's
you know the little vacuum?
It's just
like,
a suction.
That's
it's just suction.
She's pregnant right now. Masika.
No. She's always had that lisp. She's had that lisp.
Masika has always had fish lips. Like,
she's got
true.
The lisp.
It's not about the fish. It's just the mush mouth.
Yes,
it's her
no.
diction. It's
guys,
something that irritates me.
She has a lisp. She has a lisp. She can't control it.
Guys, if that was your jumpsuit, that was real cute, and I'm really about to...
At 9 a.m. on a Friday,
you
weren't
talking about this
mimosas.
Missy Elliott. Let me work it.
No, it wasn't it. The it wasn't the like fake Adidas jumpsuit that she had on when she was
can't stand
it was
rest.
A really cute like off the shoulder jumpsuit.
It looked it's like that mixed with work it.
Y'all gonna be mad when I come in here in Masika jumpsuit and it's real cute. And y'all
gonna be mad. I'm actually gonna be very mad.
You gonna be
I'm gonna be upset.
You gonna be
honestly
so mad.
She gonna come in with Sharkeesha.
I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I got the jumpsuit.
Sharkeesha's jumpsuits.
Speaking of mad, I'm really sick of these gold diggers having female offspring. I'm really because you know it's like
she got jumpsuit. She is not a gold digger.
She is a gold digger. And then it's like they replicate themselves. What does Masika have to teach a young woman?
Boy, why are we trying to figure that out?
Okay, respectability politics aside, Stefan.
I'm here.
You can't really go by that because there's a lot that you can learn from a lot of different women who walk different paths.
Or how about this?
I don't need to be doing this
show
right now.
Masika wasn't trying to teach nobody nothing.
This is embarrassing for me.
What was Fetty Wap trying to teach his future offspring by having sex with Masika and deciding to have a baby with Masika because he decided, oh, shit. I don't
Daddy
need to
lessons.
Wrap it up. I'm gonna just put it up inside her, and
Daddy
I don't care.
Lessons. Woo.
And then trying to pretend like, oh, it ain't my baby, that ain't my shit. All in the press, coming for her like she's hot garbage. Rich, but you put your dick inside of her, and now suddenly, all right, yeah, that's my baby. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna be all right. We gonna have babies.
But
together,
here's the
okay?
thing: we're still back at the same spot.
Stefan, they
Fetty
all
so it's her mother's
Fetty
fault,
Wap.
But not her.
No,
father's.
No, no. Fetty Wap is gonna be exactly who he. She chose him to be. He's going to be a provider.
Him.
She chose
him. He chose
him.
That pussy too?
No, no.
Oh,
no,
he knew fish lips came straight out of Love & Hip Hop.
No.
Sex is a mutual decision. It is a mutual decision.
Fetty Wap is
going to
be exactly...
Bernie's the only one making sense
Masika
tonight.
Masika got billboards.
Fetty Wap's going to be exactly who she wanted. He's going to provide that money every month. She's going to get
you,
that lifestyle.
Thank you, Fiorentina 5. Yes.
She's
going to
get that lifestyle. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, Fetty's not really going to be there. Masika's the one that's there. There's another hoe bag raising a young woman.
Why?
But like, Stefan, I don't know if you saw this, but next week she talks about how she's going back to her music career that she had before okay. him. I mean, come on. Technically, now, she's not just a gold digger and a hoe.
This is her first time ever.
Tiana's like real sweet.
I was saying that with the utmost sarcasm.
Because we have to explain to you, anyone that like, comes on
hip-hop, I'm not saying I can get a gold digger.
Other than Lyrica Anderson, doesn't have a real career.
I mean, I knew that when she said it in the previews. I just... sarcastically, like she's claiming, I'm not a gold digger. But you know what I like about her list, though?
What do you like about
it? Because it means that these rappers aren't going for perfection.
No, they're
that is technically a flaw in her. That like
for perfection, rappers go for holes. how many are you willing to put up?
Listen, I'm not arguing with that. Jesse, the week that I co-hosted with you when this one and this one were absent, I got the
cockroach
tweet.
And the crickets back in.
Yes, let me watch my handbag. Let me watch my pocketbook.
I don't know there was a noise.
But listen, someone tagged me in the Masika and Fetty song. Now, it wasn't a big hit, but it's actually a good damn song.
Is she good? You like it?
It was cute.
On her behalf?
It was cute. That good baseline, good
can we
beat.
Pull this up? Can we pull it? It's a song. Type in Masika.
Masika.
Right.
And Fetty, and as Wendy Williams says, Freddy Wop.
Fetty Wop.
Fetty Wop. F-E.
I want to hear this. I want to hear what this could ever sound like. Masika.
This and Freddie Wop.
This Masika is some little girl's mom. Let's go look
and
at
Fetty
it.
Fetty Wop.
You know what, Stefan?
Let's take a look.
A lot of the women YouTube centers hang a little girl's mothers as well.
I need to do a lap on that one.
A little girl's mothers as well. So what are you giving back to the community and teaching the youngest?
Look at Stefan's face.
What are you?
At this point, the difference between you and Fetty Wop is you got two good eyes.
Wait, hold up on this. Hold
on. With my two good eyes, I'm choosing more quality women.
Where does Cena go?
You're choosing
more quality women.
That's not a debate.
All y'all talking about gold diggers.
That is not a quality women. I don't get no gold diggers. Honestly, at ABTV, honestly, truly, that is up for debate. Don't take that set in stone.
quality women. Me and Fetty Wop don't do the same things.
An arguable point.
Now, is Masika not a quality woman?
Not in my opinion, no.
Why?
She's on billboards.
She's on Love and Hip Hop.
Who cares about that? Billboards, naked in the bathtub.
But she's got her own cash flow. She's figured out how to... Look, shit. She owned a damn show. She got a check from the show.
So what find respectable about Masika?
It's hard for me to respect any of these reality women. I really feel like there's a great deal of compromise and selling out of yourself that's going on. You know for yourself that they jump around a lot of different shows to try to get on.
Masika. Masika.
Like they're trying to find a storyline just to be on.
Just play it whenever you get
that. It's enough.
So is it bad because they're trying to find a storyline to just be on? Or is it okay for them to just keep trying to find a storyline to be in?
No, they just need to find a job.
This is a job.
I would prefer a respectable job.
You would prefer them to be trying to get a job?
I prefer a chick working at AT&T. That's bad.
Yeah, actually, he would.
I would. That's bad?
I'll get stuff on that. Okay, wait. Do we think they had sex to this song?
I don't even want to think that. No, thank you. I'm not trying to think about Freddie's peen. You see, it's a cute little bop. Something to work out to.
Who's working out to this?
You know,
working out
when
where?
You got your playlist at the LA Fitness.
I would not work out to this.
We got one studio audience member that passed the fuck out.
We ain't even been 15 seconds in. She already said, I'm trying to put the pussy in your face. This is the little girl's mom.
But what about what he raps about? That's a little girl's father. That's multiple children's father. Why are you not on him right now, Stefan?
I am full of double standards.
Yes, I know you are.
Because you're a man.
I will. Openly.
And you are misogynistic.
You're a man.
You are.
Illmatic with Nas.
All of the addicts and isms.
And you're outnumbered.
We could cut this off. I thought it was better than this.
It's not that great.
Child, please.
I mean, I just
as
said
a matter of fact,
baseline.
Can you pull up a Trina song, like Trina and Trick Daddy, right now?
Way better.
Can we just get into that? Like, take it to the house. Like, that's what I want to hear right now.
He wants to take it
Trina,
to the house.
Trick Daddy, take it to the house. You know what? Because fuck this episode. This was the most.
Because that was it for the episode. Really.
Well, we're not done.
Because we haven't got to the mama shit.
Yeah, we're not done. I just need a dance break right now. So. I need you to turn this up right
Shout
now.
Out to 305 Dade County, Miami, Florida. Y'all already know what we do. You know what I'm saying? Slip and slide records.
As we play this, that I need you to turn these lights up.
The immortal Trick Daddy in the building.
The baddest bitch. Oh my gosh, what is this?
Baddest bitch. Turn your body
out. Take it to the house. What? Shut up. Slip and slide, get loose.
More punch than your bowl of juice. Hey. Nobody more jiggy. Yo, I will say, when I did go to Miami one time,
yeah,
it was the most turned up. We went to Space.
Oh, Space goes forever.
Trina was in there. Lil Jon was in there. When I tell you, like, the whole club did the same dance at the same time, I was like, oh, my God, this is my life.
This is my life.
Now, guys, honestly, I've never been to Miami. And recently, because, you know, they have the Zika. I'm not headed down there anytime soon.
Ain't nobody got the Zika.
Oh, Miami is the home of the Zika in the United States. Are you kidding me? I watch GMA every morning.
But you ain't about to have no baby in, like, a year.
Doesn't matter.
So you good.
You don't know what
I'm going to have. Girl, we hold the home of
the Zika. You're
going to have some Zika if you go to Miami. That's what you're going to have.
3 years. You know you got 2-3 years.
I came out of Space at 9 a.m.
Miami has the Zika right now.
It was ridiculous. 9 a.m.
You know what, Stefan? Color us surprised, because we're not.
I'm just trying to bond with the birthday boy. Can I do that for a second?
Woo!
Space is a good time.
And they were not playing Masika in
All right, yeah. So let's
talk. Can we get back to the live feed?
Right. So Masika out here with her Indy 500 jumpsuit on. Like,
stop hating, y'all. I'm getting a jumpsuit.
I thought we was off that.
What was the Snapchat the diapers thing? Like,
he said, Snapchat me while you change the diapers.
Her water breaks and Willie shows up, and it looked like her parents were not here for Mr. Willie
at all. At all.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, remember, they shed light on, and we all saw this, if you all pay attention to the Shade Room and Baller Alert and all that. Fetty Wap really did drag this girl prior to the baby's birth. So personally, if that were my daughter, I wouldn't be here for Freddie Wap either.
Freddie, whatever your freaking name is.
For what?
He talked horrible about her.
Horrible for months.
Two bits in a hoe, like half a slut. Like, he just came for her.
Which
was like, yeah, you right, that's my baby.
Okay. Which is his bad, because he knew that reality about her.
Yes.
And he still seeded her. That's your bad, Fetty Wap. I blame
you. My thing is, if you're going to
wait, did Stefan just blame a man for something?
I did. That's his fault.
Oh, my Jesus.
I know, Tiana, groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
That's his fault.
Wow.
However, Fetty Wap knows about contraception. I don't know why. I'm sure he's... No, because I'm serious. I'm sure that he's had his fair share of vagina thrown in his face. And you gotta wrap it.
Girl, we only know half the story. So, anyways, they named the baby Kahari Barbie Maxwell. That's cute.
Now, that is not cute.
Don't lie, Jessica. That is not cute. It's not.
I ain't coming for a child, okay?
For the child. It's coming for the parent, okay?
Right.
Now, sometimes, like, for example, I just saw an article. It's about a year old about what Chief Keef, you all know I can't stand him, but Chief Keef named his son something Sir Rapalot.com. Cozart or something like. You gotta Google it. It's abuse. It really is abuse. I'm not debating that. It is abuse to name your child something like that.
I had a friend named. They weren't my friends, actually. Let me stop lying to y'all. There were two girls in my school. It was Rita and Rita, and their last name was Book.
I know freedom and liberty.
Read a book and write a book.
I know Frederica.
Tara. And then there's a Tara Horse Schmidt. I'm like, why would you
Can I ask their ethnicity?
Indian.
Okay. Because here's my thing. Black people used to be the poster child of making fun of the names made. But white celebrities are naming their baby some crazy ass shit too.
Hello, I just watched Bad Moms today. I went to the theaters. And one of the daughters was named Gandhi.
Yes. I mean, like, Pilot Inspector, Cal L. Like, all these white people.
Wait. No one named their child Pilot
Inspector. Oh, yes, they did. My name is Earl. That guy? His child's name is Pilot Inspector.
Wait.
Kal L is Nicolas Cage's son, which is also Superman's name. Like, people have some weird names.
Gwyneth Paltrow has Apple and Moses.
I'll accept Apple and Moses.
I'm mad it's also Kal L is fine.
Hold up.
He named his son Superman.
We're not here. We need to get back to this.
Vaseline, but it's Vaseline.
Okay, well, I don't know about that.
Hold up.
Pilot.
pilot inspector. Look it up.
Wait.
That's real life.
Okay,
that's
the first real. Name is two names, or no, his middle name is inspector?
No, pilot, it's pilot inspector.
His first name is pilot inspector.
Johnson, or whatever the
or whatever his last name is. So you know what? It's not just the black people out there naming they kids some crazy shit anymore. It's the white people, too.
Here's my thing. Now, y'all wonder why I root so hard for Britney Spears, because y'all damn took her children away. She ain't named her kids nothing but Sean, and y'all fucking done took her children away.
Well, we know that Britney
like
has
horse,
you know,
tranquilizers,
and
though.
She didn't name her kids pilot
in
inspector.
Fairness, it doesn't matter about the names; it matters about the welfare of the child.
Right.
Yeah, honestly,
but tying
and when your mom has a ticky ticky boom boom,
she shaved her head and pulled out an umbrella. That's not that
girl,
serious.
And she got enough coin to hire whoever needs to take care
There's
of those children.
There's a girl
children,
named ESPN.
No, it's Espen. It's pronounced Espen.
Tying this into the show
I'm
and tying this into
the
my
pilot
point.
Inspector.
So this girl is no better than Eris Harris. You know, I took a big chunk with that.
I
you
agree.
Know, T.I. and Tiny, their newest baby girl, is named Eris
Harris.
That is what they named that child.
Sarah S.G. Johnson, we're naming our children after our careers. Well, if that was the case, everyone on Love and Hip Hop would name their kid None.
Oh, or Thirsty.
Marijuana Pepsi Joiner. But no, tying this into my point, I'm saying, here's Masika. I'm sure that Fetty Wap didn't come up with the idea of naming his daughter Barbie.
He didn't have any idea.
Middle name Barbie. It's cool,
right.
Y'all.
I know someone with a middle name. Even Barbie, her name is Barbara. She goes by Barbie.
Right. Exactly. Barbara is respectable.
Moving on
from
this,
Barbara is a throwback name.
The audience is asleep. Eric Dem knocked out.
I'm still up on here.
So Safari is Stefan's new role model.
Yeah, big up Safari.
Safari is past Nicki Minaj. He's over this.
Allegedly.
He's moved on.
He's using her for clout.
Well, he got. He should.
I mean that new girl ain't like Nicki Minaj-esque.
And they're in a Minaj.
Yeah.
And they both named Nicki.
It seems like he's on repeat with the relationship, but that's just me.
Safari,
and I'm watching
time.
For the first time, so you know, I don't
saw
know
him
nothing.
One time in
this
person.
This would be short-lived
a few
by
years
Safari.
Ago. I mean, a few months ago. And Safari's not my type, but he's handsome.
Yeah.
And then when I saw his eggplant Friday, I was like, oh.
Safari's fine. Oh.
Safari's going
to
run through a grip of women right now.
Courtney, is this a drunk or are you just over it?
This is Courtney don't give a fuck about Safari. Half naked in a freaking fur coat.
Can we talk about
all the cute that you could have been, you ruined because you greased yourself up with some baby oil.
Yes,
you put on a
I'm watching Paid in Full.
Like,
yes,
what are you doing?
Belly.
All you had to do was stand there and be cute and be intelligent, because we know you did some shit for Nicki Minaj. Like, ain't nobody confused about that. Like, all you had to do was be your fine ass.
You know the
and
streets.
And not trying all hard. And he trying too hard.
But Courtney,
you
know the thing. The thing that really bugged me, why he wearing a pearl necklace and who gave him those
thank
pearls?
You. A pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace,
with
really?
A
with your
fur coat and a.
It's LA. It's Hollywood.
Baby oiled pectoralis. I can't.
My thing
listen,
is.
Listen, I do think he's
you're
trying
fired.
To.
You're
he
done.
Is trying a little bit extra.
No, this is
but,
just how he.
Are you
going to
defend him, Stefan?
I am.
Of course you are.
That's just how he is, and I understand why Nicki Minaj left you.
I'll live off that Nicki Minaj coin. Ew.
However, if you've noticed, you know that the Twitter gets to talking and they say that Safari was single-handedly responsible for Nicki's career. Now, the Menagers or the Barbs or whatever, the Ken Barbs, or whatever, don't get in my mentions like Brandy
but
Stans
but that's just
did.
True what they say.
But they said that, you know, he crafted kind of like her lyricism
and
how she
amazing.
Does it.
I'll
and her music has never been the same
amazing.
Ever since they broke up.
I don't buy, I completely buy that, which is all the more reason why I'm looking at you like, why are you on Love & Hip Hop wearing a bogus-ass fur coat with your titties greased up like you a fucking mess. Like,
Mr.
It just
T.
looked raggedy
I am mad
as hell.
He kind of greased up titties. I
listen, he suffered, a big loss. I think he was very, very hurt.
This is his midlife crisis, guys.
Bye.
I think he was definitely hurt by the breaking up
Bye.
With Nicki.
At
he
least
talked
it's not
about how
Erica
it took
Mena
him a year to get
well,
over that stuff.
Well, they had
stuff.
A volatile relationship. Bye. Remember the whole suitcase accident in Dallas?
So,
Bye.
It was difficult for him to get over that. You know
his
what I'm
way
saying?
To get over it is to be shirtless in a fur coat.
Well, now he's kind of just like,
Nicki's
you know,
so
when you want to get over something.
When you get emotional, do you go take baths and body oil and run around naked with a purple
No, I'm saying,
I'm beautiful, bitch. I'm beautiful.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What a double standard that these bitches can run out here oiled up with their booties all out.
But you know what?
No one calls.
You know what? They've been doing it from the start. He hasn't. That's the difference between bitches and men.
You're better than that, Safari. Actually, he's from the island, so he has been.
Freeze himself up in the island. Makes it worse, actually. Because all he had to do was revert to his actual island accent.
Bahamas right there.
Pectorals, and we would be like, Safari,
you can. I'll be your greaser all day long.
That's what I'm saying. Safari, I'm unimpressed.
Let me find my coconut oil.
I think he's there with Stefan in the single.
He's doing a few things to sensationalize himself because trying to make a mark with his own name, and that's all that's happening right now.
But you got a name because you messed with Nikki and because it fell apart.
Okay, so you used that as a launch pad. Yeah, and now he's doing, don't call me SB.
Don't call me this. Don't come. Right. That's all we know you. Like, I don't know anything
and
else.
And then on top of that, when he had the interview with Yessi Ortiz for Power 92, he mentioned that, people got to bring up Nick. What other reason would we have to interview you? I'm not even being shady. Safari, if you're watching, what other reason would someone have to interview you if it is not surrounding Onika Mirage? What do we have to talk to you about?
He is trying to establish himself as an artist.
Thank you, Larry Saxton. Shabba Ranks wannabe. You right.
Shabba! No.
That's like Sarah Franklin.
But that's how
Alan is
cheesy as fuck. Like, he means cheesy.
And I'm getting mad that I'm asking her about Destiny's Child. Well, Farrah, what else do I have to talk to you about, my dear?
True.
We're going to talk about the 6 months you were alongside Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle.
But Safari, instead, you could have went on Love & Hip Hop and vocalized that you're upset that no one's paying attention to your music. Like,
you
could have
been like a real
That
dude.
Is a single that is actually really dope.
I've never heard any of his music.
Of course you haven't. But it's really dope, and if you listen to it, then you'll be like, oh shit, he literally wrote
Who
all
are
of
you?
And
you
people who are media trained, Jesse, they know how to redirect. Because if I were to ever step into an interview, and I left a situation
Misha,
with the
they be doing
line,
the most.
And you try
like
to troll
that,
me
though?
And question me with that, I'm redirecting to my new...
What?
You know, I don't want to talk
person
about that.
On Love & Hip Hop?
My new single is I know how to redirect.
What
and
person
you have
on
to
Love & Hip Hop is
ask
out
somebody
here
on
thinking
his team.
About redirecting? Did you see my interview with Cardi B? That bitch didn't know redirect from a damn direct. Okay, girl?
Or they're on Love & Hip Hop, so clearly they aren't media trained, because any media training would tell you not to be on Love and Hip Hop, being crazy and shit.
I said being crazy and shit. Okay, Michelle was crazy on Love and Hip Hop and achieved great success.
But she knew how to navigate.
So will Safari. I'm telling you, he's gonna heighten himself.
Okay, Michelle.
In the forefront. And he's going to get us to listen to his music.
I don't think I'm going to have Safari on my Apple Music. Because he's failing in his sexy. Like, nobody... Like, we looking at him like, what the hell are you doing?
He looked like...
You supposed to be as sexy as Jamaican. Like, give me some music. Like, I want to dance. And like, okay, what? No, I'm looking at you like, why you got that coat on? Why are you greased up?
He doesn't need
to.
He can keep it.
No, here's the thing. Safari could... Like, he had the chance to look hot.
Thank you, Raina.
On this show, he looked like a damn Nigerian soap opera. Like,
he looks a mess.
One movie that's titled Beyonce.
What?
You never saw... I saw when I was getting my hair braided. You know what I'm talking about with the Africans play when you get your hair braided. It's called Beyonce.
No, it's not called Beyonce.
And I swear to God it is. Corgi knows it. That's why she's laughing so hard. She know girls out there of my experience, you know when you go to the Africans to get your hair braided, they put on that one soap opera DVD and it's called Beyonce. Not Beyonce.
Is it a Nigerian?
It is a Nigerian drama.
Are they arguing in front of like a mansion at one point?
Yeah, it's a lot of bullshit in it. But
I think maybe that is one.
You sit there and you get your do 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 and you're watching Beyonce. That's how they say it.
And
you all can't relate.
Oh my God.
Corby knows what I'm talking about.
What the chat is saying is a lot of the people in the chat are saying that they've dated Jamaican guys. This is how they are.
No, it dead asses.
They're eccentric. They're very, very
big. I completely agree with eccentric, like very, like
that's who he's
over
being.
The top Jamaican dudes.
So
like,
what
I
do
get
you want
that.
Him to be?
That's what him. He's being himself.
Okay, bye.
A flashy queen.
Well, speaking of flashy queens, Miss Nikki, baby. Speaking of flashy queens, Miss Nikki.
Like, I'm sexy. Okay.
First of all, but I'm just like, that plastic might be too hard, girl. Miss Nikki Baby was out here with her Farrah Fawcett wig on.
I lived for it.
It was
a girl. Get your purse.
I want a little shake and go. It looked like she grabbed it right out of her purse and was
she
like,
trying to get her like kinky
shake and go.
Boom, like,
boom, and was out the door.
I'm ready.
What do you say? No, see me a week.
You know, see me a week for the round.
Is this just me or is it warm in this
studio? No, it is. I don't know. It's for the AC.
Sorry, Char, I am in studio tonight. I raise the temperature everywhere I go.
So hot.
Rainy along. So we see
you can't do Beyonce.
Safari gave Miss Nikki a friendship bracelet.
Handmade at the local Michaels.
Thank you. I don't need stones. I can buy my own expensive jewelry.
Which
but
I
if
love.
You can make me a bracelet out of yarn and beads, then fuck yeah,
exactly.
You're my man.
Which is one of the reasons I fell in love with Safari in this episode.
You a crafty boy.
No, but you get something that's sentimental. You get something that's easy.
Step on the type that go to take it out to dinner and get a damn fucking Coke bottle.
Bye.
He'll take the blue rubber thing from
it's
around
thoughtful.
And put it around your,
he'll
wrist,
be like,
your
girl,
wrist and be like,
I got you a whole cup all by yourself.
No,
and
bitch.
It's the kind you could take home.
You
it
remember
was like
back
$10.
In the day when you could take that little rubber part and you would bend it and you would put it around it, and if someone broke it, that means it was a fuck bracelet.
Oh, wow.
That was a 90s.
We never had that.
You too old.
That might have been strictly East
fuck
Coast.
Bracelet. Really?
Probably.
You've heard of that?
She's from DC.
Oh, okay.
The rubber bracelets that meant different things.
Like if you broke it.
We just had snap bracelets. We weren't.
Look at Tiana. Oh, Tiana, like, so wait, I just got to put
Chicago, we weren't doing that.
We weren't.
Ain't nobody.
We weren't. Because y'all was already fucking bracelets in Atlanta.
Not true. I resent that. Thank you very much.
Whatever it was,
look,
it looked like something a third grader could have made.
I like what he did.
Nikki's lesbian storyline is a bite off of the Erica Mena,
yes,
Love & Hip Hop New York, Peter Guns,
now,
all that mess.
Hold up. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Miss Nikki Baby in studio
I'm
here.
So excited. I
so,
can't breathe.
And I am going to boldly tell her this. I do not believe, for once, Miss Nikki Baby
and
is
Rosa
a lesbian.
Rosa Acosta.
No, I do believe Rosa Acosta might get down with the fish. But I do not believe Miss Nikki Baby is out here licking fucking pussy. I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, maybe she
no.
was having her pussy licked.
No,
she
no
even,
right.
No.
Pussy, but if somebody licked that thing,
maybe
right,
it was licking it.
That's fine,
that
but
is
that
true.
Ain't no relationship. I don't see Miss Nikki.
How is that not a relationship?
She can't
if
even kiss convincingly.
Kid, but she wants to keep that there until she knows.
That's fine,
right,
but we ain't going to put it out
I
here
know
like,
homosexual men who don't perform the act of fellatio. We get it performed.
You talking about blowjobs?
Yeah, girl.
These are all
So why can't Miss Acosta be performing the cunnilingus perfectly right, and Mrs. Nikki Baby's like, yeah, okay.
I believe that could be a part of it, but I believe
Nikki can't even kiss
Miss
convincingly.
Yeah, exactly. I believe Miss Nikki Baby loves her penis so much.
Yep.
Loves her some fucking dick, some cock, whatever
she's
the
really
fuck.
Selfish.
You know what I'm saying? So she out here and she like, you know what? Safari can't eat it, but he be fucking me down good.
Well, then
and
maybe she likes. Then maybe she likes appetizers.
Girl, mm-hmm. Stop trying to get.
So
out here
no, maybe she got a. Maybe she got an appetizer and then she has the main course.
Because a lot of men, we just talked about this at Jesse's
birthday
dinner.
Maybe she wants a
birthday
damn
dinner.
Fucking story
a lot of men don't know how to. They use your body to masturbate. They don't know how to. They don't know pressure points and how to plead. So maybe
y'all
she goes
with
to
the wrong
man.
So true.
Maybe
okay.
She be with Rosa
with
like,
bitch,
okay,
I'm gay and I know how to fucking
ready.
Hit pressure points.
Yes!
I'm saying as far as Courtney, you know, we just talked about
y'all messing with the wrong dudes. Y'all be coming for me on the chat talking about Stefan this, Stefan that. I hit them pressure points, though.
He's talking about he's no pressure points.
I get the knees weak, though.
That don't mean nothing. The girls don't know that you be hitting.
But all I'm saying is maybe Rosa.
Maybe Rosa knows how to eat right.
I take care of business, though. That's why I stay in business.
Stefan is advertising.
All right, guys. We need to.
One deep breath.
Shaw, what were you saying?
All I'm saying is that maybe Rosa, get off the bus, Rose. I'm sorry, I just thought of that.
Oh.
Anyway, maybe Rosa, if you know Madea plays and you caught that reference, maybe Rosa is doing something that Safari cannot do. That's
yeah,
all
like
I'm trying
get
to
on
say.
Love and Hip Hop. That's
no,
what
no. I'm saying like sexually down in the vaginal area.
I'm not buying their whole storyline.
I ain't either. I'm not here for it.
She can't
maybe,
even convincingly kiss the woman.
You know what? Maybe it's just that it's easier with Rosa. Like it's playtime. It's fun. You enjoy each other.
Everyone's talking about that you don't eat the vagina.
You
don't eat vagina.
Who doesn't
I don't have
time. Stefan in the chat knows it. But he's talking about how he knows how to get in it.
Stefan's the type that don't eat it. He'll just like shove a finger up there real quick and be like, oh,
what is this, eighth grade?
I'm going to let y'all go ahead and
what
deduce whatever
grade?
You want. y'all don't know nothing about what Stefan does. So I'm going to let that be.
No, the live feed is speaking is that they know from first-hand experience.
No, they
have you stated that you don't eat vagina?
Not at all.
On the show?
Not at all.
said there no.
No, you all was red witness. There were just three people in the live feed talking about, Stefan, don't even eat it, though.
They hating.
Rosa does not look like Eve's lost sister. What?
You talking about Eve? Who's that girl? La 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 Eve?
Nah.
Like, oh my gosh, I wanted to get tattoos on my tits just like her when Courtney, I was like in high school.
Did you clock out of the show?
Oh my God. Hold on, can we have another dance break? Francisco, can you play what's wrong Eve, with y'all? Who's that girl? I want to hear that. Eve, who's that girl? All right.
Oh, that's my favorite comment of the night. You can't have a name like Stefan and not eat pussy.
Y'all are silly if that's what you all believe, actually.
I hope this after show evidently,
Stefan must handle business.
No, I can't be a part of this either. Right. This no, after show never see needs to see the light of day.
I'm not here to defend myself. I handle my business.
This is gonna be the one episode that gets all the
news. I hope that this after show is strictly live and does not go to YouTube because I just can't do this tonight.
For anyone watching, this is a hot mess after show. So what we're doing is because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. So what we doing? We just came from the bar. We wasn't even gonna come in studio. Go ahead, on the.
Hey.
Get the
hey.
Audience cam in here.
Hey.
You're not even on the camera.
Courtney, what are you doing?
I'm all trying to be off camera.
I wanted to be Eve when I was younger.
Eve?
I wanted to be her.
Me too.
And now she got a white voice, and now I really want to be her. Like, Courtney, let's just go for it. Air five.
And it'll take over your mind.
I love these dance breaks to break up the tension a little bit.
Sometimes we need it.
Because y'all be coming for me.
Right before the big fight.
Right before the big fight. Let's talk about So Lyrica's mom.
Lyrica Senior.
No, we haven't even talked about
Lyrica
Senior. Her name is like Lyrica like Garrett or something.
Lyrica Senior.
Okay. If you named your daughter Lyrica as well, you are Lyrica Senior. And she's Lyrica Junior.
That one tweet.
That's all I know.
So Lyrica and Pam,
I can't stand this.
Ooh, Pam.
Which Pam, like,
Pam.
I knew they made candy necklaces, but I did not know they made candy earrings, girl. I just want to bite her ear and like,
Pamela!
Eat it up, girl.
Pam's upset that Lyrica asked her about finding a new spot. Well, girl, the thing is, you ain't stay for a week. You don't stay for 3 months. So it's kind of like...
But here's the thing. Lyrica Senior comes at Pam and says, listen, we're both adults. We're grown. We're supposed to be the ones influencing our kids. But so she's talking about her not staying at her children's house or overstaying her welcome at her children's house. But I can't help looking at her with this lip ring and this, you know, and I'm going, how old are you with this? How old are you with a lip piercing?
The fuck you gonna tell me about how old I am?
She can't have no lip piercing?
No,
no,
no. You have to take your lip piercing out. You have to, your lip piercing gets retired at like 40.
Well, what if someone was to be like, Stefan, your hoe days is retiring past 35.
Hoe days? Where are you no hoe days? I got no hoe days, nigga.
That's
you
know every what? Day
now
for
I
him.
Gotta go because people want. I don't agree. My spirit don't agree. My spirit knows truth.
Oh, and the lightning strikes in here, yo.
You know what, Stefan? Tweet me and tell me how lightning feels. Let me know.
We're talking about Lyrica and Pam. Why are we misdirecting the story?
Sometimes it's not what you say; it's how you say it. Like her point might have been right about overstaying welcomes. But how you say it and present it could be wrong.
Like when Lyrica said, a woman of your age and stature would know how to act.
Exactly. But she's got lip piercings.
That does not
but,
mean
like, that has nothing
not
to do with anything.
Because one of y'all mamas got lip piercings?
No, but you know what? The moms of the generation below us have full body sleeves.
And people...
No, but she can't... You're not even being an adult. This the adult means it's time for
First
you to
of
stop
all,
that.
People, do you realize that people have said the same thing about people of particular ages who have tattoos? That does not take away from their maturity or their life experience. It's just because they may
take
have
a tattoo.
Because no, look at all these people on this show. They all got tattoos and piercings
tattoos
and everything.
You can't take off. People have tattoos for different reasons. Look.
And they have lip piercings for different reasons.
There what is a reason there, for no, a lip piercing?
There are no, I'm not that's saying not my truth. Look, so I'm not saying
y'all are defending a 50-year-old woman with a lip piercing.
But I don't know when she got that.
I'm not saying Pam.
At 50, you think she got it that late?
I think she got it at 18.
Maybe she did. Maybe she
got it at 18 and shouldn't be retired by 50.
There are bitches out here with cultural situations, and maybe
she's got. She's old enough to have a daughter that's about to get married.
So, but, like, what does that really mean? Maybe they're like,
you don't know when she had to take out my belly button ring. I have my belly button pierced over a decade
I have told women straight up.
Belly button pierced.
Never happened. I've told women face to face after you pass 25 and you're approaching 30, take the belly button ring out.
So am I supposed to lose my nose ring at this point, too? Okay. Like,
nose ring is a different thing. I think a belly button piercing.
Look, all the bitches with nose rings. All the bitches with nose rings in here.
30 years old.
Belly button rings are kind of 2004, so I don't think it's an age thing at all.
Get rid of your belly. If you're 30, take your belly button ring out.
No, those girls went through a lot of pain to get their belly buttons pierced, okay?
You keep it as long as you want.
People got their belly button pierced when they were 16, 18.
Yeah, and then they couldn't stand their
Y'all are making no sense right now, so we need to calm down, stop yelling off each other.
Are fine.
Their nipple piercings are fine for this thought over here.
Exactly.
Nipple piercings last as long as they want.
What date? Oh, really?
Right. What age should a woman take out her nipple?
Wait. So should she breastfeed with some nipple rings in?
Hold up. So is my belly button.
No. So she probably need to take them out.
If Pam came up to you, took her titties out with some
heat motorboat,
I wouldn't be mad at her.
Who is Pam?
I wouldn't motorboat Pam. A1's mom. Pam smelled like her breath stank. I would never anything with Pam. But here's the thing: if she did have her nipples pierced, wouldn't have a problem. If she's got her lip pierced, I'm going, Pam, it's a little too much.
Why?
Because there should be a certain aesthetic professionalism that you should have but by the time you reach 50.
But if she's never worked in the aesthetic of professionalism that requires that, then why does it, if she's going to create it for her entire life, why does that matter? Because if she got them in her nipples and she got them in her lip, like, what's the difference?
Some people like fucking
the lip is more visual. Nipples are something that's intimate that we probably
Think the lips are intimate?
Can we move to the next
that's
topic?
Because he's your lips and your tongue is just as intimate as your nipples.
Bitches
be like, okay, after a certain age, you can't wear fitted hats no more, bitch.
What the hell has fitted hats got to do?
Because there's a certain maturity that comes after 40, Stephon.
Fine.
Gotta see the real
I want to see the hairline. Fine.
Stop hiding the hairline.
Nigga, hairline good. Y'all don't know about your boy.
If you can't see my titties, I want to see your hairline.
Still smell good.
And it's not funky. So,
I ain't a dirty dude.
That's fine. You know? Stephon, we ain't talking about you. You feel, real subjective.
I feel come after
so
tonight.
What we're going to do is what? We're going to head to
predictions.
Stephon, you hating bad. On the old lady with the lip piercings?
We're not accepting Misha's comment about clit piercing. We're not getting into that this week. Sorry. Love you, girl.
We did have that one week.
We didn't even get into Prince Albert.
According to Stephon,
there is not an age limit for clit piercing.
See.
Because that's something that's private, hidden, and
intimate.
So is
a belly button.
No, belly buttons, you can wear a crop top and we can see it.
You can go braless and you can see the piercings through the shirt.
And hold up, if I have to see your belly button and it's inappropriate, then bitch, you shouldn't be wearing something that I should be seeing your belly button.
True. And so then it certainly shouldn't be pierced.
But if it's pierced and it's cute enough to be out there, then bitch.
Cute enough.
Stephon, look.
Now we're trying to make this subjective. Blessed, I say there should be an age limit.
Because you are blessed with that hairline, okay?
You do
I've seen
a good
some
hairline.
Motherfuckers out Appreciate here it. That I'd be like, look, you knew you shouldn't
some
have worn
no
hat.
Some people do premature balding. I know someone who's 24 who's already, you know, it's getting sparks around the edges.
Sparks around the edges.
Because, you know, either with men, it starts with the crown of your head or the edges.
She said sparks.
It gets a little ooh.
Oh, man.
You
know
how you kind of think to yourself, you go, ooh.
I can't with y'all.
Ooh. Well, next week, we got LaToya Lyrica Anderson's mom. worrying about Lyrica Senior. Girl, she don't think she's LaToya Jackson.
That was so embarrassing what happened in the restaurant. Oh my God.
Yeah, she didn't have to go.
I'm just saying, if I sign up for Love and Hip Hop, Lyrica, you know, we know each other from the Iron Brunch down in Studio City. If I sign up for Love and Hip Hop, there's no way in hell that Mona could persuade me to have my mother sign up.
She could have my mom, but there's no way in hell Mona would pursue my, would get my mother to act like anything on this show. I bet y'all mom would read every person on the show for Phil.
For Phil.
For Phil. Yeah, my mom is in the nicest way possible.
My mom is a cutty reading queen.
Why do you act like that? That's really crazy.
That's really unbecoming.
I just don't understand, like...
That's really unbecoming of you.
Yeah, like, it would actually be hilarious. Mona, that's what you need. You need my Connie Janity right on this damn show, girl.
I bet none of y'all mamas in here got a lip piercing.
Is your mom?
Nope.
My mother is the consummate
my mother was born in the 60s, so she's
not. And she also doesn't have tattoos or wear fitted hats.
So, yes. Neither does my mom.
And my dad doesn't wear fitted hats either, Stefan. So, just my dad letting you know in case you were wondering, since you're only concerned about the females and not the males.
I'm
just
you know, Stefan is the quintessential misogynist. So
y'all try to turn it on everybody. We only talking about mamas right now.
So, well, I don't have a prediction, but I just want to say something to everyone. Like, I'm so happy I got to sit in on this show because I've heard about this show for so long. I've never watched it. This has been so much fun. And this is how we all talk and discuss in real life.
That's the way it's
we are constantly yelling over each other and getting on Stefan's ass for the sexist shit that he be saying all the time.
Yes.
So this is a very real panel.
This has been all day.
We've been on Stefan all day, okay? And this is real right here, guys. This is real.
Buzz.
This is authentic After real. Buzz right here.
I come in and get jumped by the chat too.
I'm dying in shock. Please take all that off, girl. You give me young jock tea.
You just try my
you
life.
You give me young jock tea,
you
girl.
Just try my life. I can't. Never jock.
All right, so next week, A1 gonna damn
put... Never let him slide because it's his birthday. Thank you.
A1 gonna put a light on his ring that he gave him to Larry.
I thought that was dope, A1, by the way.
Do you like it? What do you feel about his black mani?
I didn't like that.
Yeah, the manicure is... honestly, though, this is the most I've ever heard him talking. Like, I know I've met them in person many a times. And, like, he's very quiet. So I'm just like, wow, personality. Oh, yeah.
When a check is involved, people get to talk.
I love that he upgraded his girl's ring. Shout out to A1. I love that he had the light on it shining.
Why not?
Hold on, let me finish mine. Then she can say why not. I love that there are guys out there that are thinking progressively. That are saying, you know, let's get our mamas out. Let me take the ring out. Let me show. He's trying to set some sort of precedent, some example. I appreciate you, A1. Mm-hmm. You should be applauded.
I appreciate you too, Courtney. You're real cute, but I'm just trying to understand, like, you upgraded what my engagement ring, so we still ain't married yet. So you
isn't
already
the light in the
ring.
Damn,
like,
box.
How about you upgrade my wedding ring because we actually got married and then we can talk. Like, I don't care about an upgraded.
I'm not impressed either way.
Buy me a right hand ring, you know, to complement the left hand ring. Buy me a companion on my other hand.
Okay.
Buy me a business. Buy me a house so we not in a one bedroom apartment.
I'll be damn.
So we not in a one bedroom apartment with my mama talking about, with your mama talking about, can I make y'all some food while we trying to have sex on the couch?
I'm letting her wigs dry in the shower.
Buy your mama a new wig. How about that?
Damn, A1 ain't gonna let you slide.
Touched by Tokyo is only $9.50.
I'm just wondering.
To get touched by Tokyo is $950.
Bitch, cause you out here, she cooking you ramen with her hair next, like, stop. Alright, we're gonna get Miss Nikki Baby in her menage a trois. She got Fizz, Safari, Rosa.
Fake menage
a
trois.
That's like a menage a trois.
Menage a trois.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that Fizz wasn't on this episode because Fizz was my boo from B2K. Yeah.
Here's how you
and
know
so
Tiana,
that's how I wanted to see
that,
Fizz's face.
You know, Tiana hasn't actually watched Love and Hip Hop.
So disappointed.
She would be
with
so
Fizz.
Done with Fizz.
I've heard enough stories in my life to let me know that I should be done with it, but like just for a nostalgic moment, I was like, yeah. Man, he's gonna.
You know, Omarion is part of the cast too.
Not anymore.
And oh, yes,
did you notice they took Soulja Boy out of the beginning preview?
We ain't seen Soulja Boy either.
Is he done too?
Rewind it.
But again, let me tell you something. I've seen Fizz in person. He's still cute. He's still handsome. He just looks smoked out.
Smoked out and little as fuck.
Like very smoked out. Like he is like a pro chiefer. Like his face looks a little dry.
Yeah. He's still looking for Jay Boog, but he got like 4 kids.
Jay Boog is fun.
He's still cute.
I just need a B2K reunion in my life, is all I'm asking for. Their Christmas album was fire. I don't care what nobody says.
They need a B2K reunion too. Low key.
They refuse to do it. Is they what need the deal one, though.
They shouldn't. The problem, they should
right,
stop.
With all those Chris Stokes allegations.
Well, somebody said Omarion wasn't into it.
Well, Omarion needs to be into some because ain't no one into Omarion's albums
at all.
I liked Icebox.
Or his acting.
Girl, Icebox was girl, I done graduated from high school Icebox, with Icebox.
Icebox was like almost 8 years ago.
Your Icebox done melted.
Solange was in that video. She was the main girl.
I'll eat your booty in groceries and shit.
That's supposed to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was more of a Janae Aiko song, so we don't.
But he was
song.
On it. But that's anyways, why he left Love and Hip Hop.
Girl, all we trying to tell you is Fizz is a little flat. Okay. Girl, he a flat soda.
I'll give up my childhood crush for you
Google
guys.
Google his eggplant Friday.
All his sex swag gone because he be like, baby, I love you. I
Google
just
his
met you
eggplant
last
Friday,
week.
Girl.
But I'm
Google
so mad that there is a such thing as eggplant Friday. Eggplant Friday.
So you ain't got a problem with Titty Tuesday?
There's a Titty Tuesday. I didn't know that. I didn't know if there is one. I didn't know. Eggplant Friday.
Now Stephon gonna be all on Instagram like Titty Tuesday. He gonna text y'all. How you spell that?
How you spell it?
T-I-T-T-Y? Or is it T-I-T-T-Y? No, it's T-I-T-T-Y. I don't know. Somebody tag me on that shit. Tag me on it.
Badman, I need an app to see Titty my you. You understand?
Okay.
No, no one understood that.
Anyway,
that was when he liked Jamaican girls.
Last but not least, we got Kaisha versus Shonda, which we're gonna get Shonda back in the
Kaisha,
studio.
The side chick that flew the out there from the Red Roof Inn.
That's who's also gonna... apparently a rapper. Like, what?
How convenient.
The funniest thing is she's actually liked my things on Instagram before. Because I hit her up, so some girl tweeted me. Because
you have the wife in here.
Yeah,
Shonda's here last week.
She was dope.
She's going to come back in because apparently she's there's funny. More tea. But... Yeah.
They're like, it's over. After Buzz, I'm done. It's 10:13. Get out. But we started at like 9:30. That's fine. You know how they do us.
They trying to get out here early. I feel it. You know what I mean? Get your paycheck, y'all.
No shit. I have to work in the. Why am I still here?
Because you.
They're trying to wrap you up, Char, and you're complaining about it.
She's like, pack my purse.
All right, we love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys leave us a bunch of comments down below. Whatever the fuck you want to talk about. I don't really give a shit. Probably won't even read them until next
week.
Sharp, please walk out right now.
Hey, everybody, you can find me everywhere at Char Says So. Be blessed. Tweet me.
Tweet me. Big Man Things, you can find me everywhere at I Am Stefan. And please know... that I ain't never been on Tinder and none of those funny apps.
Don't nobody care.
I don't look for
Stephon,
Titty Tuesdays.
Don't nobody care.
I don't need
Stephon,
that kind of stuff.
Don't nobody care.
Big
Stephon.
Man, run them on ting still.
Stephon still a big old hoe, y'all. You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet. I ain't got no extra shit to go on. Where you
Boom.
At, Jesse?
Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, hit us up at AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV across all social media platforms. Till next week. Bye.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.